This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, on a Friday. Happy Friday. We had summer where a lot of you took, half days. You were out of the office by noon. Now we're getting to the holiday time where, again, a lot of you are going to be taking half days on Friday or just, hey, look at all this vacation time I've got left over. Let's tap into it. Not here. We are here, and we are going to be keeping you through, and when Bowerly and I have our crosstalk at the end of the show, I've got a little problem. He did the exact opposite show of what I did when I filled in for him a week ago, but that's for the end of the show. Right now, we've got news of another business leaving downtown Buffalo, and to join us, friend of the show, Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, welcome back.
Hey, Beamer, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for jumping on such short notice. Mitch, you know this by now. I am Mr. Downtown. I want downtown Buffalo to come back and be better than ever. But we continue to get news like we have today of Ted's closing their door on Chippewa. That's got to sound the alarms at City Hall.
It does. And so to break down, representing Chippewa, Allen, Cobblestone, the entertainment districts, and hearing from vendors, I can give you a little bit of why this isn't too much of a shock to me, but it's very sad to me. So the fact is that we just don't have the critical mass of workers anymore. And then even with workers coming back hybrid, they're not coming to lunch for a variety of reasons. I think part of it is economics and the cost of it, but ultimately we're living these completely different lives post-COVID when it comes down to working. And I think sometimes you might feel this way too. People work all these different hours. Some of them work an hour later. Some of them are earlier. That whole social norm of when we would go to lunch to recreate and go to a place like Ted's is gone. But ultimately, another thing I wanted to tell is when it comes to Uber Eats. So you're probably thinking, okay, Uber Eats could help a business. But what most folks don't know is that restaurant has to pay 30% to Uber Eats. So it costs the restaurateurs money just to even get their orders out of the door, that they're not making that much of a profit. So because of these economic conditions of lack of density, lack of people coming downtown to work, people just not going out to lunch, bringing it there for maybe economic reasons, is just really insult to injury. But it's going to be a while we work out these dynamics of trying to make businesses a go down here.
Now, Mitch, as you said, I mean, that's right there in your district. And, you know, we keep hearing every year, right? 20% of offices will be welcoming back employees. And now for 2026, 30% of businesses that have work from home are either going to introduce hybrid or make their employees come back full time. Are you hearing this from any of the businesses that are downtown that they will be having more in-person workers starting in 26?
I am, and I'm hearing it more for, you know, because when I came public about this, I had people come up to me and they say, I hear you're trying to get me to get back into the office. And I'm like, yes, you know, as a urban planner that studied at Buff State and someone that works at City Hall, yeah, I want critical mass in a city. But yes, I'm hearing that more employers are saying a hybrid model, not just because of the economic you know, benefits that we get down here because of having workers. But ultimately, I think that people and companies are saying, wait a minute, we could do a lot of this remote, but so much gets lost in communication and translation when you're working and not even meeting who your coworker is or seeing them in person. I think that it hurts the workforce. So I think that for a variety of reasons, I am hearing that more people are saying, look, you might not be, you know, 40 hours in the office, but you got to come back, you know, 2 to 3 days a week. And if you go to, I'll never forget, I sat at Public Espresso downtown and one of the owners came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, look, M&T coming back and bringing their employees hybrid has saved this business. So I've heard it from the horse's mouth about the critical, you know, mass and density of people directly correlating to two successful businesses.
And, you know, I look at, you know, there used to be a time where there was always stuff going on downtown, right? In the summer, you had the M&T concert series. There were more restaurants, more just lunchtime only restaurants. And, you know, it's a build back. But I mean, Mitch, you see, you know, all these restaurants that have left, I mean, and places like Teuton that was, I mean, I don't remember ever walking in there and it not being packed with people. That's the one that probably shocked me more than anything. On this trajectory, as we are going to see more people downtown, Ingram Micro is welcoming 1,000 people downtown. When do you think we might start seeing this tide turn? I mean, do you have any indication that this trajectory could change and we could start seeing maybe a business want to come back downtown?
I do. I think that a lot of it comes down to muscle memory, too, of once you get people down here, you get people into that system of thinking of, okay, you know, these are the normal hours of operation here, and we want to go out for lunch, or we ultimately want to go for happy hour. So representing these areas, too, Chippewa, they said, we've lost the happy hour. Younger generations don't come to happy hour. And I also think that the margins to run a restaurant just aren't there anymore for not only because of labor costs, but the cost of food, the cost of vendors, the cost of rent. All those things are going up, making those margins for restaurateurs smaller. So we have to not only bring critical mass and bring density from workers downtown, we have to start supporting local businesses and making sure that they have, you know, the opportunities to make a living. Because a lot of the restaurateurs down here just say, look, we're running really thin here when we're getting profit margins, where we have the younger generation not consuming alcohol as much and buying drinks, which usually, you know, restaurants need to turn a profit. There's more use of cannabis drinks, so people aren't relying on to-go orders of drinks, too. And then ultimately the younger generation not going to happy hour. And then like ticketed events, they don't just show up at a concert. Like you and I would say, oh, Saturday 9 o'clock, we're down there. The younger generation are showing trends that they would rather purchase a ticket at a ticketed event. It's got to be a theme, you know, Taylor Swift night or something like that to then garner their attention. So a lot of it is, yes, bringing density and critical mass down here, but it's also just changing up how we do business down here to meet this new economy.
You know, back to the working from home thing, and somebody coming up to you and saying, "I hear you want to get me back in the office." I mean, if everyone worked from home, that wouldn't be sustainable. Not just in Buffalo. I mean, if every city, a majority of the workforce, or even a third of the workforce, was working from home, I mean, that would hurt any size city. That's just not a sustainable plan, right?
Thank you. No, it's not. You know, we rely on economic activity. We rely on people having to drive their cars, get gas, you know, buying coffees, buying lunch, you know, walking past retail, maybe using stores that are closer to work than home. It's not sustainable. You know, a world that is just remote will not only lose economic activity and sales tax that municipalities need to thrive, you also lose your culture. You lose who you are as a city. These restaurants and establishments and venues, they're truly the backbone of Buffalo that make us unique is our cuisine, is our food, is our entertainment, are our venues. And it's not sustainable anywhere if we live this, completely remote life.
I know we talked about this on Sunday, but, Sean Ryan, he and I, we disagree on a few things. But one thing I agree with him is the idea of bringing Thursday in the Square back and, how that would help restaurants. You look at tonight, right? Paul McCartney downtown, and we know how important big events like that are to restaurants. If you had a built-in day once a week, like Thursday in the Square, if I remember correctly, half the crowd would go and be at the bars downtown after the show. And it got to the point where no matter who's on the stage, that's an appointment. People are coming downtown and going to that show. How important is bringing something like that back where even people who don't work downtown are regularly going weekly downtown?
It's super important because then it then shows people from the outer ring suburbs that they come down here and those misconceptions of, oh, it's too dangerous, it's not safe, I have nowhere to park. If you get the right entertainment and you get people down there and people are enjoying themselves, it seems that all those gripes seem to just wash away. And it's critical when we're bringing, these types of events back. And I don't know if you remember, but because I wasn't old enough to come downtown then, but do you remember when the Goo Goo Dolls, played, in Niagara Square?
I mean, I was there in the rain.
We got to get creative in the rain. Yeah, we got to get creative and do stuff like that. I mean, this is our city, and, coming from a place of no is only going to spiral us backwards. And so, to me, I hope that that creativity and that momentum is seen in a Sean Ryan administration.
No lie, Mitch. I was in that show. It starts raining. At the time, my mom worked at Gibson, McCaskill, and Crosby, which their offices looked into the circle there. And we went up there, but decided that, I want to be part of the crowd. Went back into the rain for the rest of the show. It was a great time. 4th of July, 2004. It was totally worth it. And I agree with you. I mean, seeing those, I'll never forget seeing that many people downtown. The only other time I remember seeing that many people in Niagara Square was the Sabres loser rally when they lost to the Stars in '99. That was the closest that we came before. Before the Goo Goo Dolls. Now you mentioned crime, and when I do this topic, because I'm always focused on downtown. When I do this topic, people say, they are scared. They are not scared, but afraid. They don't want to put up with the threat of crime. And just a few days ago, we had a shooting on Chippewa. How important is it to have that police presence at events like this so people do feel safe when they're downtown?
It's incredibly important that, that we have a strong emphasis on public safety and that people, have the trust that when they come down here that they're going to be safe. There are certain things where, a perception is reality. So I understand that if you perceive, something to be dangerous and that's your reality. But what I really want to stress is that, there are targeted incidences that happen, but we can't use that whole big brush to cast it in downtown Buffalo. Especially with the incident on Chippewa, it's an extremely terrible situation where it appears to be very targeted. So it was just happened to be in the general location and vicinity of Chippewa. But that people, I want, folks to know that establishments, restaurant owners, B District police, myself, Chippewa owners, the Alliance, there are people that are down here that put an emphasis and know that it comes to public safety takes all of us. And strong communication, and that, it's something that we all make it, incredibly important to us when we're doing large scale events, but ultimately to protect our entertainment districts.
Mitch, obviously, again, the news today that Ted's is closing their downtown location. Do you think that we will see more like this before it gets better? Or how quickly do you think we might see the result of people downtown? We might see more people downtown. What do you think the next few months for downtown Buffalo means heading into, as we keep talking about, the big NCAA tournament in March?
I think that oftentimes, sometimes the winter is tougher because of the our weather. And so the walkability, it becomes a little bit tougher. So I think that it's going to be a little harder before it gets better. But ultimately, you know, when we have new restaurants and new ownership like the Tap House, which I think has some of the best wings in the in Buffalo, and our entertainment venues and Chippewa Alliance trying to come back at strong and into plans events, you know, for the spring, I think that it'll be we'll see a cycle of about 6 to 8 months where we have a lot of people that are trying to, you know, come together to see and reimagine what downtown looks like, what Chippewa looks like, what our entertainment looks like, because we know it won't go back to the way it used to be, but we'll adapt to new times. And a lot of that is identifying the issues and then tackling it head on, you know, this winter.
One more question, and this is related but not related. The Buffalo News seems to just have learned that we don't have enough hotel rooms to host big events. I don't know where they've been the last few decades, but they had an article a few days ago about, you know, the lack of hotel space. You know, Mitch, obviously we talk so much about the Adams Market and what's going to happen with that, but you know, how difficult is it to bring someone in to say, this is what we want? Yes, this is where we are, but we need more hotel rooms. I mean, it seems like one can't work without the other, but we can't get the other without the one. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a chicken and the egg situation. It's like, well, what comes first and who's going to make the first move? And that's what's tough. And what's tough is, you know, banks aren't lending and, you know, if they are, then it's at a high rate. And then people are saying, look, I need a quick return on my investment. New builds and construction are expensive. So right now it's just a tough economy. But the fact is that I think if everyone comes together and say, this is what I can commit to, this is what we're looking for. We want to be a strong, competitive, world-class city that brings in large-scale events. But it also almost has to, Buffalonians, we have to change our mindset where we're like, you know, we like ourselves. And then when we have outsiders come in, we're like, wow, why, you know, why are we doing that? But the fact is, a strong city that's competitive has the amenities to hold large scale conventions and events and concerts and sports and entertainment. And it's a big part of and big role of a city.
Two more questions. The NCAAs, again, in March. Now, to your knowledge, do most people who are in town for that event stay downtown or do they go to the suburbs? Do we know from past events?
We don't have any hard data, and that's the data that I actually want, because when we were talking about the occupancy tax, is I believe that people stay in downtown Buffalo. That they're not, that they might go to Airbnbs or, you know, other accommodations that might be spread across maybe the city or in other suburbs. But for the most part, people come to the city of Buffalo. They're taking pictures of, when they're not at there, they're taking pictures of our architecture. They're walking around our city. So I believe with no data that they are staying in the accommodations in the city of Buffalo.
Final question. We talked about this race, but I don't think I asked you this question straight up. Zellner Rivera, are you endorsing anyone or are you going to kind of sit back for a few months?
I'm going to sit back for a few months. The fact is, you know, that committee, that Senate seat is a little bit of Buffalo. I think it's like 20% of the city of Buffalo and then the rest are the burbs. So I want the chairs and the people in Amherst, City of Tonawanda, Grand Island, I want them to step up, speak up. And during the Democratic Committee, you know, meetings that we're going to have, I'm a vice chair. So I want people to feel free to voice who they want in that race and ultimately who the committee will make a decision to endorse.
Mitch, I always appreciate your time. And I'm sorry that I asked so late today, but I appreciate you making a few minutes for us. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks, Beamer.
That is Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski. When we come back, your thoughts. The state of downtown Buffalo. I know, Joe, you keep talking about this. I'm going to talk about it every time a business leaves or a business comes into downtown Buffalo. I root for downtown. I don't care. I root for downtown. I want downtown to be close to the downtown that I see all these pictures of. Now, I know it's not going to be retail and what it used to be, but I root for downtown. So the state of downtown Buffalo, your calls after the news on WBEN.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In 2025, this song is popular like on, you know, middle-age singles cruise, right? Like, oh, remember when we used to dance to this back in the day? I mean, I love that song. Don't get me wrong. Song's 23 years old. And I just imagine you're on a singles cruise. It's, you know, dance night. Call on Me. The song comes on like, oh my gosh, this going crazy. Maybe Eric, what was his last name, Tanner? I had it wrong. What's the guy who sings that, who, not saying, I'm sorry, the guy who mixes that song, the DJ, Eric Prydz?
Prydz, P-R-Y-D-Z.
I just imagine he's actually the celebrity on the cruise, and he's like, yes, I collaborated with Steve Winwood on this next one, and the place goes nuts. You know, it's singles in their late 30s and 40s. Going, anyway, I don't know why that pops into my head, but... I was telling Tanner this morning, I was taking my son to my parents, and we were listening to late 90s, early 2000s EDM, and that song came on right after Darude's Sandstorm. And I remember seeing Darude, the DJ Darude, at the place in between the Banshee and Skybar, shout out Banshee, the place in the middle there. They had a dance club or whatever. I mean, this was a decade ago. And we went to a country concert on one side of Chippewa, and then afterwards went and saw Darude. He like started performing at 10, and that was awesome. So anyway, back back to what we were discussing, talking about downtown, we were discussing downtown Buffalo. Ted's downtown location closing, another business on the list. And right now, if you look at the businesses leaving downtown Buffalo, they outweigh the businesses coming to downtown Buffalo. Yes, Ingram Micro, which again, not fair to Amherst. Ingram, you would think Amherst would fight to keep Ingram Micro. Ingram Micro is going downtown. That's 1,000 people. All right, downtown Buffalo is short 25,000 a week. Now, you heard Mitch talk about that, you know, there are some places bringing back a hybrid format or bringing back employees, you know, full time. And I know working from home is great. It's fun. Believe me, I'm different because I get too distracted when I work from home. That's why I like being in the studio, right? But I understand people like to work from home. My mom works from home. But if everyone worked from home every day in every city in America, eventually the economy would be a mess, right? It really isn't sustainable. And, you know, if maybe we got people back in the office when it was still 2020 and didn't keep everyone, including our kids, out of buildings until late 21, this wouldn't be a problem. But it is. And then you add crime, which is a top of people's mind. And just as people start feeling safe again or feeling like, you know, hey, maybe crime really is down, you've got another shooting downtown, right? And, you know, I get Mitch's point. It's a targeted shooting. You know, they're not going in just shooting random people. With that said, no one wants to be anywhere close to the vicinity of a shooting if they're the target or not. So people need to feel safe downtown. I completely agree with that. But we need to see more of an effort of trying to get downtown back. And again, I disagree with Sean Ryan on about 99% of the things he says. I agree with him about Thursday in the Square. It's the one thing that Sean Ryan, you ever see the, you know, it's the two people holding hands? And it's like, that's the two things we agree on, right? Joe Beamer, Sean Ryan, Thursday in the Square. And, you know, I agree on that. I also would hope the city of Buffalo reconsiders the party deck that was proposed by the Bisons, because the Bisons are the one constant summer attraction downtown. They do an amazing job. And if the Bisons won it, the city of Buffalo should say, yes, anything you need, how can we help? But you gotta give people a reason to be downtown. And yes, working downtown, there was a time where people wanted to work downtown. Where that's where they, if they were looking for a job, they wanted to be downtown. I will use my mother as an example again. Mom, sorry, I've used you as an example twice in 3 minutes. But my mom, I remember when we moved back to Buffalo, she you know, worked downtown. She then got a job at a firm outside of downtown in the suburbs. Now, there's probably other issues with that firm, but mainly she said she'd missed working downtown, that she wants to work downtown. I think that's a lot of people. I think at one time there were people that, yeah, I like working downtown. I like, but downtown is not what downtown was 10 or 20 years ago. And I mean, that's sad to say because downtown 20 years ago was also not much to do. So what would make you go downtown? And I don't mean an event. Let's pretend it's a Wednesday night. The Sabres are on the road. There's no show at Shea's. There's no concert, no Bisons game. As downtown Buffalo sits right now, what would be your reason to go downtown? Like, I love Frankie Primo's, right? But I usually, we go there before an event. Is there anything right now downtown that's bringing you downtown specifically for that? Maybe a romantic getaway to the Curtis. That's great. That's nice. That's not bringing a lot of people in, but that's awesome, right? It's a beautiful hotel. But that's the questions you have to ask yourself. Yeah, nights like this are great. Paul McCartney, Shays, Deion Dawkins. There's a lot going on downtown. It's going to be vibing downtown today. But what about the day there is no event? What about the weeks there are no events? What about the month where there's like two things on the calendar, unless the Sabres make the playoffs? Is anything bringing you downtown? I like to go skating downtown. right? Are you doing that regularly? Like, I say that. My wife and I haven't been skating downtown since before the pandemic. I like it. I would go. We're also pretty busy, but I would go. That's fun. That's the things you have to ask yourself. What's bringing you downtown? And do you want to work downtown? Is there anyone in this audience that would say, I would take a job if it were downtown, because I would take a job making the same I make right now to work downtown because I like the idea of working downtown? Does that question make sense? 803-0930, star 930. And people can joke all they want. They can say, Joe, I can't believe we're doing this again. But we are. Again, downtown Buffalo is the economic hub. And I think as downtown Buffalo goes, the rest of Western New York will go. And it seems like too many people in government, right? If you're in the audience, it's not your job to care about downtown Buffalo. It's not my job to care about downtown Buffalo. I think too many people in elected office, and I'm not including Mitch Nowakowski, right? Mitch and I have our disagreements when it comes to policy and politics, but I know he has a passion for downtown. I mean, it is his district, and I'm not taking anything away from him. But I think there are too many people that go, well, we'll figure it out. And like, we will? I mean, your answer can't be, well, the Sabres are down there. Your answer can't be, well, the Bills could have put a stadium down there. I'd like to see wheels in motion. What are we going to do to attract people? I think one of the things is a visible police force. And I think, you know, I mean, I haven't been downtown during the day. The last time I went downtown was to go to the DMV to get my plates back after they were suspended a few weeks ago. But I think people want to see a visible police force. When you go downtown, you want to see police on the street corners. You want to see police, walking around. You want to feel like you are protected and that the streets are safe. And I don't think that's asking too much from our city government. 803-0930, star 930. What is the state of downtown Buffalo? And what would bring you downtown that's not an event? Let's go to Diane in Buffalo. Diane, your thoughts on downtown.
Okay, now if we can't change downtown Buffalo into office workers and business, maybe you could make it Las Vegas, like Las Vegas, and have all kinds of, you know, like Elvis Presley and, you know, that kind of shows. That would bring people downtown. But there is no place. Everything is closed up. You want to bring all the thousands of people that are drunk and on drugs down there, crazy young people that are going to run around and scare all these poor office worker women out of their wits when they're, you know, trying to get to their cars, like in the evening to get home to make dinner for their kids. You know, that's what I didn't like. I used to work downtown. Thursday in the square was chaos. You have crazy people, young people running around, I don't know, you know, just crazy, fighting, all kinds of stuff. And they're there all evening, all afternoon and all evening, just causing trouble, damaging people's property, cars, you know, all kinds of stuff. But, and there's no place to go to the bathroom. There, you got thousands of people drinking, and there's no place to go to the bathroom. They closed the main place mall. Where are they going to go? I mean, they could go to Chippewa and maybe go into some of those bars, but there's nothing, you know, in front of City Hall over there. City Hall's not going to let them come in to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, You mentioned Thursday in the square, and I mean it was chaos. Believe me, I was a high school student during that. I was a college student during that.
So you got middle-aged women, thousands of them, that want to just get home to their kids and make dinner, and you know, and then you got all these crazy people, and they're there 9-10 o'clock at night, and there's a lot of people, women that work late. They have hours that they don't even get out of work till 9 o'clock. And they have to go stand and wait for a bus with people fighting and you know, and it's mostly a lot of men, you know, crazy, you know. The women don't cause so much trouble, but a lot of these men, you get them drunk and on drugs, and they're selling drugs on the street. I didn't, and I don't know if Buffalo's got the money to have all these cops standing on every corner.
Well, they have them.
That price.
They have them. I think if you want downtown Buffalo to come back, if you want people to feel safe downtown, I think you put the money into the police so you can have something like a Thursday in the square where people feel safe.
Why does it have to be Thursday? Why can't it be Saturday or Sunday?
Here's the idea, Diane. Here's because people are already downtown on Thursday, and it will keep them downtown.
Downtown doing what? You know, going
working.
To the welfare department, going to a lawyer. What are they doing downtown?
The idea of Thursday in the square was people are working downtown, right? And if we have Thursday in the square, they'll stay. They'll go to the shops when there was shopping downtown, and then after the shopping went away, people were still
shopping done.
Yes, I understand. I understand that the times have changed, but. Anything that will keep
you're a party person. A lot of those office workers, they just want to go home after
you're
working
right.
all day.
You're right.
You know, unless if they're 18, they might want to go party. But
right.
you know,
a lot of them
45, 50, they want to go home.
A lot of them do. But I'll tell you this right now, Diane. If there was a concert in our parking lot here at Corporate Parkway, a concert at Corporate Parkway after the show, there's a good chance I want to stay. And
yeah, you would stay because you're a party person.
Okay,
you would never go home.
Well,
you have to
I do have a kid to go home to. I do eventually have to go home. My point is...
Would you bring your kid and your wife down there?
I'd bring my wife down there. Yeah. To if Thursday in the square...
Would you bring your baby down there?
Well, no. I would have to find a sitter. But if Thursday in the square came back and that was like a social thing and I had friends that worked downtown, they go, hey, Joe, it's going to be Howie Day is doing the 20th year anniversary of his song Collide. I'd be like, yeah. I'll go down there. I'll get my wife. We'll ask one of our parents to watch our son and go down there. And then there's a good chance, Diane, afterwards, that people in their late 20s, 30s, 40s will then go to a bar, to a local business that's suffering right now. But I agree with you on the point that there needs to be a police presence. I disagree that it's not worth the money. I think it's worth, if you want people downtown, you're going to have to spend the money. Buffalo can find money for a lot of unnecessary BS.
I personally don't want them downtown. You want them downtown. I would never want them. My daughter works downtown. I'd be scared to death for her. You know, I didn't like it when they were there downtown. It was chaos. I don't know why they would bring them downtown. They moved them over to that, the lake over there. They
it was
moved
awful.
Everything. Thank God. They got it away from downtown because, downtown is for office workers, for business. It's not really for drunks running around fighting and causing chaos.
Well, I think it was a very small number of people who were fighting, Diane. I never got in a fight downtown. I never saw. I did see fights, but
and the buses—they had to reroute all the buses. Now, if you take two buses to work and two buses home, you have to like figure out how you're going to get home because they didn't want the buses going through Court Street and around Niagara Square. And
yeah,
because
all right, Diane, I'm against the clock, Diane, but I appreciate the call. You got to keep it safe, right? And I do believe that there needs to be a police presence, obviously, a visible police presence. But, I mean, yes, downtown is for working. The Sabres also play downtown. There's also a bar district downtown, right? I think bringing an idea like that, again, attracting people to stay who are already down there, that's a problem too. Nowakowski brought it up. No one's getting out of the office and going happy hour downtown. It's not like it used to be. Give people a reason to stay downtown, and I think you'll see the effects. But again, yes, I do agree with Diane that you need the police presence. I'm not backing away from that. I hope that point's gotten across. But you want people downtown. You want more than just the people who are going to the office buildings, because if that's the case, that's the trajectory we're on. That's why businesses are closing. Because the people who are in the office buildings are not going out to lunch. And they're not staying. They're not bringing friends after hours to go to dinner. Right? I mean, and the younger generations, they're not going out like my generation went out. My generation's not going out. We have kids now. We're home. We're working. The younger generation behind us, they're not going out like we used to. So those are all issues that the city of Buffalo is facing. But I would disagree. I think we do want people downtown. We want people to act like adults. We want people to act civil. But you want people downtown because people downtown equals people going to businesses. People going to businesses means better for the economy. Better for the economy means, I think, better for overall Western New York. 803-0930, star 930. Bill in Buffalo's on hold. We'll get to him after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, on a Friday, final hour, 803-0930, star 930. The state of downtown Buffalo. Ted's has announced their closure of their downtown location. Just another to add to the list. What is the state of downtown Buffalo? What will bring it back? And what brings you downtown if it's not an event, if it's not work? 803-0930, star 930. Bill in Buffalo has been very patient. Bill, the floor is yours.
Yeah, hi, Joe. First of all, if you want to bring people downtown, the stadium should have been down there. They're not the Orchard Park Bills. They're the Buffalo Bills. So it should have been in the city just like Cleveland. I just give you a perfect example. Not even Cleveland blows Buffalo right out of the water. Everything's downtown. It ain't 20 miles. Yeah, I'm going to go to the stadium 20 miles away. I'm going to drive back downtown. No, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, I 100% agree the stadium should be downtown. I put that blame on members of the city government who didn't have the forward thinking to improve the infrastructure to make it more attractive to a stadium. But you're right. I mean, I think that would have been the key to revitalizing downtown.
I agree with you. And it's the same mistakes for 100 years over with the Democrat Party, constantly making the wrong decisions. They're not good. They shouldn't. These guys have no foresight at all, none. Just go to Cleveland, you can see foresight. Come to Buffalo, complete zero. There's nothing, as long as they're in charge of Democrats, nothing's going to happen. And I'll put it at that, and you want to compare, just go 3 hours away and go to downtown Cleveland. Yep. No comparison.
It's the same. It's the same tired ideas, you know, in Buffalo every time around. And it's like, well, it'll work this time. And, you know, I mean, ask the Sabres. Eventually you need a new idea and new people to make the decisions.
Yeah, and like I said, if they didn't want to come to Buffalo, then you're the Orchard Park Bills, not the Buffalo Bills, because they're not in the city limits. That's how it works. Everything in Cleveland's in the city limits. All the stadiums. And they're building a new stadium, the one that's down on the waterfront. The new one they're putting up, it's not going to be open. What do you think it has? It has a dome. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It would have been, you know,
They're not going to dome this one here.
No, we hear so much about the necessity of a new convention center and this and that. I mean, again, the forward thinking from the county and the city to improve infrastructure, to make downtown Buffalo attractive to a new stadium. They never did it. And it's unfortunate because you could have really solved two issues by putting the stadium downtown.
Have the politician take a common sense test, because none of these guys have announced a common sense, none of them. I mean, I don't care where they're from, but if the Democrats are in control here, Buffalo is going to be a complete zero on a map, which it is. And you just look at Cleveland and compare it to Buffalo.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Nothing to compare.
Faced with the same challenges. Bill, appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh and Cleveland faced with the same challenges as Buffalo, right? We are still leaning on excuses from decades ago. The city of Buffalo is the people who have been in charge of the city in Buffalo lean on excuses from decades ago, before my lifetime, of things that happened. Cleveland and Pittsburgh dealt the same blow, were able to pick up, and now look. I mean, can you believe that Cleveland? People are saying they'd rather go to Cleveland than Buffalo. Whoever thought the day would come? But, I mean, they've gotten something right. You know, you can't U-turn in Cleveland, so that's a bit of an issue. But they got something right. Pittsburgh, my gosh. You ever go to Pittsburgh before a baseball game, before a football game? Downtown? Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun to be around. And Buffalo just does not have that feel. I mean, it's like they're waiting for the Sabres to go to the playoffs to bring, you know, the party in the plaza back or something. It's just you need forward thinking, and I'll tell you one thing that you can't do: boycott the hotels that are open, that are doing business, and then you've got elected officials. And again, I like John Rivera. We don't agree politically, but I like John Rivera. I don't think it's a big secret. I'm hoping he gets the seat over Zellner. But, you know, I think when you're boycotting businesses that are downtown, that are, you know, that have been committed to downtown, I think it's a bad look. You know, you've got the county executive, you know, yelling about Doug Jamal. You got Amherst that just chased Doug Jamal, you know, out of town. You know, the people who have sunk a ton of money in. And, yeah, I'd be disappointed, too. Wouldn't you be disappointed if you sunk all this money in downtown Buffalo? And it seems like you're not getting the full support of the mayor, of the county executive, members of the assembly. Like, to me, I'd be a little upset about that. And it is upsetting as a Western New Yorker. I have lived here most of my life. As a Western New Yorker, it is upsetting that nothing has been done to try to make downtown Buffalo a more of a destination. You know, as a texter says, if I'm not going downtown for an event, the only other reason I go downtown is for the waterfront when I have people in from out of town. Yep. You know, explore more. Take my son there. Yeah, explore more is great. But it needs to be more than just those two things outside of events downtown. And don't get me wrong, there are great restaurants downtown. There are places I like to go downtown. How many of you are regularly going to a restaurant downtown without having somewhere to go afterwards? That's the issue. You know, but I mentioned the Banshee in the last segment because of the concert I saw on the second floor of that building. The Banshee's great. Love going there, you know, especially when there's U.S. soccer going on. They're great. But they've even said, you know, when there's not an event downtown, yeah, there are some really difficult nights to make ends meet. I had someone email me during the break, someone I used to work with way back in the day, talk about, you know, the margins and what they see having a business right there downtown. So it's tough. And as I would continue to go back to, the reason I am so focused on downtown Buffalo is I do think you need to fix the problem that is downtown. And I think I think you'll see the benefits region wide. Let's go to Ryan in Clarence. Ryan, your thoughts on downtown?
Hey there. Always enjoy listening to the show here when
Thank
I
you.
Can. Yeah, I wanted to call in just on a few quick things here. I used to work downtown from about, you know, 05 to 2015. And, you know, I know Thursday in the Square, it was discussed recently. And, you know, that used to be a big deal on Thursdays. And they used to have, M&T used to have the concerts every day in the summertime. And I know COVID kind of really dealt a blow to that. But just in general, with my sister lives in Pittsburgh, and the downtown is really, it's unbelievable. You know, right next to where the Steelers play, there's the Carnegie Museum, which is unbelievable. And I know we have the Explore More, and there have been so many great things happening, but it just seems like it just is at a snail's pace. There are things there, but when you look at these other cities, they are literally lapping us, you know, over and over. And it's like, well, we did this, but if these other cities have done 40 other things, and you just, and not to play politics, left, right, center, but some of these other cities have other people speaking up. And, you know, for example, when the Pagula family bought the Bills years ago, all the politicians, and I don't care, Democrats, Republicans, they should have all gotten with them and spoke to them and say, what can we do to help get a stadium down here.
Yes.
Down near, in between where the baseball stadium is and the arena, there was plenty of land there, especially now with the Buffalo News. There is so much room there, and it could have happened. It could have been a quasi convention center. It could have done so much. It could have really spurred on development for a true, real deal casino. And anyone that just has common sense knows that. It's just these politicians that are so short-minded don't do anything. And then they just scream at people and just go on Twitter and yell at people. It's just so embarrassing, you know, because I love Buffalo so much. And, you know, I'm out in Clarence here, but every city, every town around here is just so amazing. There's so many great people and so many things to do. And when we always come back to the city, it's always like, you know, there's always like that, I wish, you know what I mean? And it just really stinks, man, because Buffalo is such a great area, and we would just wish the downtown would be more further along than where really it should have been. You
exactly.
Know, 20 years won't be.
I mean, that's the problem with downtown, Ryan. That's the problem with downtown, because anytime we bring it up, it's what downtown was and what it could have been, right? It's how it always, this discussion always goes. Hey, I remember going shopping back in the 60s and 70s. Oh my gosh, if the stadium was downtown. I mean, so many missed opportunities. Right. Really, if you look at downtown Buffalo from when the baseball stadium was built 37 years ago, when there was hope that an MLB team would come to Buffalo, and just how drastically far downtown in the city has fallen in 37 years. How many missed opportunities, and how many, let's be honest, bonehead decisions by elected officials.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, it's just the decisions by a few of these people that affect so many others. And again, you look around at all these other cities, and I'm not talking major mega cities. I mean, when we think about Pittsburgh and Cleveland, you know, we think of them so much larger, but they're not that much bigger.
Right.
But it's just they have their act together, and they are just, again, so much further along than where we are. But again, you know, they always say, hey, people from Buffalo, we can kind of bash it because we're from here. You know, we always don't like people banging up on Buffalo. But, you know, it's just we want nice things, and it's just sad. You know, again, I really think, man, when the Pagulas bought that, I said to my wife you know, I wish they would have done that, because man, a new stadium down there with a convention center, I mean, that just would have done so much, you know. And I'm fine with it in Orchard Park. I really am. But it really would have done a lot for the city and the region if they did have it downtown there. But then, of course, I remember typical when the ribbon cutting, when the official start of the new project in Orchard Park was starting, that's when you heard from the politicians about having it downtown. I think Hochul was there. And it's just the same old thing. It's like, where were you 5-10 years before this? So it's like, come on.
Yeah, we all knew that they were going to need a new stadium. And, you know, it would have taken, as you said perfectly, it would have taken city leaders meeting with the Pagulas saying, what can we do to make downtown the attractive option? And that discussion never took place. But you know what? They want someone to blame. So they didn't have the conversation. And now, oh, well, it's the Pagulas' fault. When in reality, it's the people that have been elected to sell. I mean, when you're an elected official, your job is to sell Buffalo. They're not doing a great job of selling Buffalo.
No. Not at all.
Ryan, I got a quick question for you before we go to break. You worked there for 10 years, and those 10 years you worked there, did you notice changes over those 10 years for the better or for the worse?
Over the 10 years, I did notice change for the better, but like I said before, it was just at such a slow pace, and that's when I don't like when some of the politicians hammer on some of these private developments, because there's so many of these restaurants, and like it's just people getting loans and putting up their own money and doing things where you see everything from the city is taking forever. Meanwhile, there's all these other smaller projects popping up when it's private, like private enterprise, so to speak. So yes, there was, but it's just such a slow pace, but yeah.
It's so unfortunate. It's so unfortunate, Ryan. Hey man, appreciate the call. Great stuff. Ryan in Clarence. Let's get to Gary in Boston before the break. Gary, your thoughts down state of downtown.
Yes. Listen, there's only so much money that possibly will come in our area. Instead of wasting it on a hole, like the 33, covering it, filling it, whatnot, instead of extending it millions and possibly billion on extending the rapid from Bailey UB to Amherst UB. Stop that. Stop using that money foolishly. Get that money and use it for something that we really need, like some kind of downtown development, just like everyone's calling and complaining. You know, there's only so much money. The state is broke. Feds are $37 trillion. Come on, reality check. There's only so much money. Just use it wisely, period.
Exactly, exactly. It's these projects, and I'm so sick, Gary, when they say, thanks for the call, Gary. I'm so sick when they say things like, well, this money was allocated for by the DOT, so it can only be used on this project. Okay, so it has to be used on highway projects? I've driven through the city of Buffalo. I've driven through downtown Buffalo many times. Believe me, I can think of some road projects that money could go to that would benefit the city of Buffalo, downtown Buffalo, and, you know, would be, again, would spread the wealth a lot more than a cap on the 33. No one wants to hear that. That's the truth. It's very unfortunate because, like I said, I love downtown and what downtown could be. But it is sad that when you talk about downtown Buffalo, it is what it was, what it could have been. And that's a lot of Western New York, let's be honest. It's a lot of Buffalo. What it was, what it could have been, right? And, I mean, in 10 years, are we going to have that same discussion about the Boulevard Mall property? What it was, what it could have been. I don't know. Like I said, not that I don't have faith in Benderson, I don't have faith in the town of Amherst from screwing it up. But I, you know, hey, again, politically, I do not agree with many of the people in charge in the city of Buffalo. But hey, they probably don't care what I have to say. They don't, and that's fine. But any help you need on doing smart things downtown and bringing people downtown, if I could be of any assistance, I would be. Because I might not agree with the politics of the area, the politicians of the area, but I love the people. I love living here. You know, every day that we continue down this path in New York State with higher taxes and, you know, less options, less freedoms, you know, every day in New York, I'm closer to joining some of my friends and just heading out of here. I don't want to, right? And I have a great job. My wife has a great job for now. We both have great jobs. I don't ever want to have to leave here, but we can't just be complacent. And unfortunately, I think too many elected officials at the city, county, and state level are complacent when it comes to Buffalo. And that can only mean a further downward trajectory unless someone wakes up and goes, hey, what we've been doing for 40 years is not working. You know, I hate to continue using the same example. I did a whole show on this 37 years ago. A stadium opened downtown that was going to bring an MLB team. 37 years later, the idea of an MLB team in downtown Buffalo is laughable. That is on decades of poor leadership, decades of bad decisions, and decades of being ignored. And you can laugh at me all you want, but that's what that is. And again, I not the biggest Sean Ryan fan politically. He knows that. But you know, you can hope. You can hope. And I just hope there's some kind of turnaround. But I hear Nowakowski, and I think Mitch, you know, I believe Mitch wants what's best for downtown, obviously. I like Mitch. Mitch is probably my favorite Democrat. But it takes more than just Mitch Nowakowski, right? And unfortunately, like I said, I think too many people are complacent, and I think at a state level, we're an afterthought. I think Buffalo's an afterthought. Even with Kathy Hochul as the governor, she's too busy worrying about being Manhattan Kathy than being Hamburg Kathy, and just complacent and ignored at all levels. But we'll see. We'll see, right? Here's to hoping. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show, gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And yes, I do believe that James Gardner would have been a fresh vision that the city of Buffalo has not had for 60 years. And I thought he ran a great campaign, and You know, I hope the Republicans don't give up on Buffalo. I hope James Garden doesn't give up on Buffalo. He had some great ideas, and I hope he doesn't like stay quiet now because he didn't win. Because it's that different way of thinking. It's those new, fresh ideas that is desperately needed in City Hall. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Final segment on a Friday. It's Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for being here with me. I love seeing the texts, the calls, the social media, the emails. You guys are great. And it confirms that I'm not talking into oblivion. So thank you all out there. 803-0930, star 930. We're talking about downtown Buffalo. You might be wondering, why, Joe, today are we talking downtown Buffalo? Because Ted's has announced that they are moving, they're closing their downtown location, another business to add to the list. I know it might seem small, but more and more businesses are on the going out of town leaving downtown list and not so many on the entering downtown list. We talked with Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski in the first segment. You can find that online at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. And if you're on the Odyssey app, search Joe Beamer under the podcast tab and click follow, please, please, pretty please, so you have everything you need from the show. Joe is in Ellicottville. Joe, your thoughts on downtown Buffalo?
Very simple. Wasted opportunity.
I like it.
It seems like every couple of years there's a magic bullet. And I can remember all the way back to when Shooters went in on the waterfront. Shooters was supposed to save the city. It was supposed to save the waterfront, revitalize, bring all this activity down there. And it did for a while. But obviously that's disappeared. Look at Bass Pro. Bass Pro, another silver bullet that missed. That was supposed to revitalize the waterfront, and it was a great idea. But my question is, why don't we have an ambassador to bring activity to the city? These politicians get elected every term, and I don't know what they do. I question it in my mind as I'm listening to your show. That's kind of what triggered me to call in. What do they actually do? They really should be ambassadors to Buffalo and bring activity to Buffalo to make us prosperous.
You know, Joe, you mentioned Shooters. I think after that it became the Pier. You know, what was, you know, why, you know, you talked about how at first that was, it was very popular. I was too young to go, but I remember hearing about it and, you know, hearing commercials and hearing of one radio show that went there. What happened? Why? I mean, is it because that was alone going to be the answer and no one had the forethought to expand and build on the success of that? I mean, what? Why do all these one-off projects eventually go and fail?
Well, I think there's no single thing that, well, other than a stadium downtown, that could have really revitalized the city. The stadium has to, because 50, 60, 70,000 people have to go there for a game. But you got to ask yourself, why would one business, Bass Pro, if Bass Pro would have come to the waterfront, they would have been gone by now. Their business,
for sure.
If they don't see profit, why would they stay? They're not gonna support a losing store. I don't understand why, if Shooters and then the Pier were so successful, why didn't they encourage development around it? Riverworks is some success story. Across the canal, you can see condos and people live there, and it's fantastic. Every couple of years, somebody drops the ball, and there's only one thing that's been the common denominator for the past 50 or 60 years, and it's the same politics, but whether it's one party or another, something gets dropped, and unfortunately, the city suffers.
That's a great point about Bass Pro. I mean, say they do go through with it, they open. Then Cabela's, a few years after that, would have opens in the old Wegmans on Walden. Then Bass Pro buys out Cabela's. Which location survives? And like you said, if they're not getting the mass of people to the downtown location, could you imagine they build all that and then it's just another empty building 10 years later?
No, exactly. They'd be gone.
It's sad. It's sad, Joe, because, you know, again, downtown Buffalo, it brings up two things: what it once was and what it could be. And unfortunately, right now, it's neither of those things.
Right. Agreed.
Really appreciate you hanging on, Joe, in Ellicottville. Appreciate the call. Great points. You know, I remember, when I was a kid, you hear, you listen to Kiss and you hear of, you know, commercials for the Pier. It's like, oh, that sounds awesome. Nice summertime spot. And then, you know, that's gone. It didn't, you know, it did what for a few, but like Joe said, if it was so successful, why didn't it encourage all this development? And then when we do have development, we've got the county executive yelling at the developer. Two developers he's criticized in the last 2 months. So it's sad. And this will not be the last time we talk about it. I am Mr. Downtown. I want downtown to come back. I want it to be what it can be. Unfortunately, it does seem like there's some people within that are fighting that by just being complacent. And the stadium was a huge miss. I will continue to say the stadium not being downtown is not Terry Pegula's fault. The stadium not being downtown is the lack of planning, the lack of initiative by elected officials in downtown Buffalo who 10 years ago knew. We all knew the stadium was old. I'm 37 years old for more than a half of my life, I have heard how the stadium is old and outdated. Right? That's been the discussion for more than half of my life. 10 years ago, you should have been focusing on where, on what needs to be done to make it more attractive, talking with the owners of the team, putting a plan in place. And I think too often, and maybe, hey, we're not there. I'm not in City Hall. But I think too many times, you've got people in city government that just expect to be approached. Like you think another Doug Jamal is going to walk up to you and fall in love with Buffalo. Sometimes you got to reach out. You know, I'm seeing this story about this kid that just finished his senior year playing high school football and got no recruits. You know, no one recruited him. Did he give up? No. He's like, all right, I'm going to go the Josh Allen route. I'm going to go find a junior college. I'm going to force the scouts to see me. But he's not just sitting there waiting for someone to come see him. He's going and meeting with these coaches. The city of Buffalo, the elected officials, need to get out of City Hall and go talk with people. Sell the city. Make it attractive. Right? The MLB's not coming. The new stadium's not coming. You missed out on that. And I know a lot of people will push back. No, Joe, you know, the city of Buffalo can only do so much. But they did nothing. They did nothing to attract the Buffalo Bills. Final call of the day, Charles and Kenmore. Charles, your thoughts.
Yeah, we do need to do something dramatic. I've been living in the area for over 70 years. My business moved from Buffalo to Chickawaga in 1980. So that's how long we've been watching this
drop.
I mean, we've been talking about this a long time. But you know what? You got to fight with perception, too. And you talk to people out of town, what do they say? Is it snowing there? Doesn't matter what month it is. That's the joke. And, yeah, we laugh along with them. But already we're talking about a shortage of 30 pieces of equipment this winter that were shy. Who knows what the ice melt is going to look like. So if I was mayor, as they say, I would take $1 billion off that project, that bridge to nowhere over the 33, and apply that to downtown and get this place spicking span, have bridges from the malls to the business areas, have a plan like that. I don't have all the answers, but if we had a big committee to do that and we had that much money and said this is what our focus is to, you know, do the infrastructure, and, of course, the businesses will come. It's not that far away. The businesses are not that far away. Go to Elmwood.
Right, yeah.
Just take that little recipe from Elmwood and shove it downtown. You know, we haven't even got a store down there. You can't buy a dress shirt down there if you're a lawyer. You can't go from, you know, you spill something on you. You can't go over and buy a dress shirt. I have a friend that's a lawyer, and he says, I have to go all the way uptown or to a mall.
Wow.
I mean, that's insane. Who would even believe that? But secondly, I wanted to talk about where we are thriving. Where are we thriving? About 20 miles away. We're building a stadium over $2 billion. The taxpayers paying almost $1 billion. This stadium is sitting above ground level now, not like the old one. And when they look out, paying their PSLs, and we have the mayors there, and we have the governors there, and we have all the elite there, they can look out and see that city of Buffalo is bankrupt. That is a tragic story. It really is. And a lot. And believe me, I love the Bills. I think the stadium is going to be great. I can't afford a seat there. But most of the people that are involved in that are out-of-towners, from the Pagoulas to whoever. You know, they're flying out of town, going back to Miami. They really don't have the essence of why we need things. And you know, they have this community development thing they've been fighting with for the stadium. I don't even understand what that is. And then in the middle of it, they announce that the training camp is going to Rochester again for three more years. Do you know what the that would happen to Buffalo if they said, you know what, we're going to put that right here? And I don't know where it's going to be. Once again, let's do the committee. I could be on it and probably provide some knowledge about that. But I don't have the answer where it would be. But, you know, we're going downtown and we're passing out food and T-shirts and everything. What we need is a long-term plan. That's what we need. And it'd be great if it was in the area, we had the training camp, and you could have some economic growth off of that all year long. And, of course, you know, pre- and post-season. But
Well, I know, Charles, I know exactly where they could put training camp. I think it would be beneficial to the University of Buffalo, who needs to make stadium upgrades, if the Bills and UB could have some type of agreement where the Bills do training camp in Amherst at UB, and in return, UB goes out, signs a big out-of-conference game to play at the stadium in Orchard Park. I think that would be a beneficial to both, and it would be the Bills helping UB make those stadium improvements.
I'm with you. I know Pittsburgh is a wonderful place, you know, where the rich and famous hang out. In Rochester, but it, you know, they need to. It's the Buffalo Bills,
yeah,
and the Pagoulas and everyone else needs to think about how will this benefit the area. It'll benefit a lot. Maybe not as much, but it certainly is a start. Anyway, if I run for mayor,
Charles, if you run for mayor, you have my vote, man. I appreciate the call. Great points, and you know, a sad insight, right? Charles moved to business in 1980. I mean, this discussion's been going on since before my lifetime, before I was born. And again, I will go back, and anytime we bring up the city of Buffalo, I will continue to go to this point. In 1988, it was a reasonable thought that an MLB team was going to come to Buffalo. 37 years later, it's laughable. And that just shows the trajectory of this city for every year I've been alive. And It's really a sad state of affairs. Coming up next, it is Mr. Christmas himself, Tom Bowerly.
I refuse to even be a part of this.
Tom, I've got to say, yesterday I'm driving my son home, and we're listening to you as always, and I'm like, Tom is literally doing the exact opposite of what I did filling in for him a week ago.
I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to? I didn't get the memo.
No, hey, it's no. I love you and Trevor versus me. That's how we are right now on the station. You and Trevor are along the exact same thoughts, and here I am saying we had the Christmas tree up November 1st.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't help you, Joe. I'm sorry. I could maybe recommend some therapists if I looked around a little bit, I guess. But anyway, we all need it because we went into radio. So coming up, you know, we need, I'll tell you something, you know, it would be awesome is if we had cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I think we need WBEN cheerleaders. You know, do a little dance routine for us as we're doing the shows and stuff. And interestingly, maybe the Bills need cheerleaders. You know, maybe they could have used some in Miami. But I mean, I guess thousands of people going down to Miami and spending a lot of money to see the team did not exactly motivate the Bills to one of their all-time great performances. They laid an egg or a giant turd, whichever you prefer. But we're going to talk with the leader of the Buffalo Jills alumni, Lori Ann Marino, is going to be with us. And we're going to talk about, hey, what happened to the Buffalo Jills? Any chance the Jills might come back? And why do people even want to be cheerleaders? And then after Lori Ann Marino is with us, I thought that maybe we'd talk to some people out there who are listening to us about, is being a cheerleader what it used to be? Do young women still want to be cheerleaders? Because, Joe, think about everything that has changed since even you were 15 years old. Even you were 15 years old. I mean, we're in 2025, and we don't even know the proper definition of a woman or a man now.
I mean, that's true. I mean, when I was 15, that would be 22 years ago. I mean, every high school movie revolved around, you know, a football player, a cheerleader. I mean, that was every rom-com with me growing up. You don't see that in pop culture as much anymore.
Well, when I was 15 and living in, of course, Buffalo and Western New York, we used to have to dodge the British troops and Fort Niagara and the various cannon fire. I mean, when the British invaded Buffalo, that was tough, but we got through it somehow.
Well, it's thanks to you, right? I mean, you helped. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. I ran as fast as I possibly could, but it wasn't that long ago. But I've got some other things on a Friday that we're going to do, and I'm thinking of something we can do on the show today to make Tanner basically detest his life and the fact that he was even born.
Oh, well, I mean, that is the tease of all teases. I cannot wait to hear what that is. Tom, I know you'll have a great show. I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope Monday we're talking about a Bills win, because this week of going back to, we had two Sabre losses, we had a Bills loss. Yeah. It hasn't been my kind of week.
No. Well, that's one of the most important elements of being a Buffalo sports fan is learning how to digest the bitterness of bile and blown opportunities and the unrealized expectations which crash into a field of gloom and sometimes shame.
Well, at least we have each other.
Yes, we do, Joe. And I'll look forward to our warm embrace a little bit later.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Don't miss Hardline this Sunday. We will be joined by Cheektowaga Supervisor Brian Nowak. We will also be joined by New York State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. We will hopefully be joined by Mayor-elect Sean Ryan, but waiting for confirmation on that. So join us on Sunday. Don't touch that dial. Tom is next. Go Hokies. I'll talk to you Sunday morning on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.